We record. Okay, will you just say something so I make sure you're there?
Inhale, exhale, test, test, test.
That's great. Okay. Okay,
Okay, take a deep breath.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Where is My Guru on Video. And this is a pregame warm up with Mary Claire Sweet for our wellness spring equinox detox that begins March 20th. This is our pregame. Woo woo! I'm here with my lover.
Hello, lover. Hello.
The last time we had an interview, we were sitting in the back of a bus.
Dude, that was so much fun. I mean, that was like us really, I think both, well, for me, when I connected with you at Hanuman Festival at that time, it was like me living my dream. I was wearing this like really radical hat that I just felt like embodied in. You know, it was like, I don't know, highlighting my crown or something. And just to connect with you and be there that whole weekend, it was so magical. I had such a good time.
Yeah, it was so great. And so it's so wonderful to be connected with you again. I mean, it's one thing to do it virtually and see you on Facebook and just see you blooming. That's my word for the spring. It's like bloom, yes. You know, you're in constant bloom. And if that's a great,
thank like, you.
Yeah, it feels that way.
I love it. I love it. And I think that for so many of us that are embarking on this journey that's beginning March 20th, detoxing, you know, that's the question is like, well, what do I need to do? How do I nourish myself to be in bloom? And I mean, constant probably isn't the right word. And, you know, because we need to go back within the soil and take care and refertilize and nurture. But, but nourishment is such a key. It's so key. And I think as women, it's really difficult to find time for nourishment. Now that I'm a mama, I totally am like, how do I take care of myself and do all these other things? Really? Why do you think it's difficult for women to nourish themselves?
Well, I mean, a couple things. First of all, as women, we are not designed to follow a very like linear structure, I don't think. I think we have our moon cycles, and so that alone is enough to tell me our whole life should be lived within a cycle. And what that looks like for me is not like at 8 o'clock I'm going to do this, at 9:15 I'm going to do this, 11, 12, 13, if we're in military time. But really to actually look at my time more like a cycle. How can I make my time mirror what I'm intrinsically designed to do, which is follow the cycle of the moon and follow the cycle of the season? So you're right. We did just come out of winter where we dove inside and really let everything die away that isn't like so necessary and so sustenance for us. And now we're getting ready to bloom again. So the way you bloom is to feed yourself, and the way to feed yourself is nourishment. So to be a part of this detox challenge is really exciting for me because I hear most of my students say, like, I just feel like I give, give, give. I mean, do you feel like that ever? Like you're just always serving and giving and giving. And I'm like, I've heard that for years and I feel it at times. And for me, it's like the way to know that that can be impossible and yet possible at the same time. And by that, I mean, we have an infinite source of giving. We can give and give and give and give as long as we make the equal amount of time to receive. As long as we make the equal amount of time to receive. So this detox program signals to me that I'm making time for myself to receive, to nourish myself. Now, I mean, do you ever think back to when, like, you were a brand new mom, you were not sleeping at all? Not that you're sleeping more now, but maybe a little bit more than before. But it's like somehow you find the energy to keep going and keep going, you know? And now I think, like, God, if I had to wake up every 2 hours for 25, 30 minutes at a time, I'd be shot. I think it's because when our babies are really little, we are being fed by their energy so much. Like to be near them is just the most like nourishing, healing thing in the whole world. So it's like we're in this really amazing balanced cycle of giving, 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 and then being able to receive by holding them so close, you know?
Yeah.
And as they grow and they become more human and more human and more human, you know, and we're getting a little more sleep, that cycle naturally changes. And that's the same thing with a new business. So, you know, I think about when I started Lotus House of Yoga or when you started Where Is My Guru, it's like, I had so much energy. I could work all the time. Like, go home, still working. Come, show up in the morning, still work, 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 work. Have time for my own yoga practice. All these different things because the newness of it was very nourishing, you know? And so I think with this detox coming up, it's like the excitement of it being new is nourishing. And I mean, just like what you were explaining to me about the essence of this program, like the essence is to nourish. So following a cycle, moving into spring and getting ready to nourish myself, like I think awareness is the very first step.
Well, that's so interesting that you say that because awareness is actually the first pillar of the three pillars of the detox. Yeah, awareness, sensitivity, and honesty are the three pillars. You are so tuned in. Just so tuned
into something to you, you know, that's why we're connected. It's like we could go years. That's the funnest thing, you know, it's like we're always connected. That's yoga. We're here together in our heart.
You know, I love what you said about time and cycles. I love how you referenced, you know, that we live on a cycle, and as a woman, just our moon cycles is enough. I mean, it should be enough information for us to really realize we need to make space for that in our lives. Yes. And I really loved something else that you said. You talked about nourishment. And I think that what we sometimes going into a detox, people might feel like, oh, we have to make these huge changes in our life. Mm-hmm. I think that it's really important for everybody to sit down and bring some awareness to what is already nourishing me and how can I look at that as nourishment? Like, how can I look at what's happening in my life right now as feeding me? Maybe I've been blocked from it. Maybe I haven't brought conscious awareness to that before, but is a business nourishing me? Is this relationship actually feeding me? And just shifting your attention a little bit there, like I can feel how my heart gets, like, feels a little bigger. I'm like, wow, that is feeding me. That's so cool.
So cool.
Yeah.
So I think like, okay, so great. Awareness is our first pillar. And I think it's the first, it comes all down to the practice of watching and observing, you know, and just like you said, being able to observe those things in our life that are going awesome already, you know, and like where your attention goes, your energy flows. And so the more attention we can give to the things that rock, the more energy and the more love and the more vibrance we're going to add to that part of our life. Two, it's like you don't have to make these huge, crazy, drastic changes. In fact, I look back and the most pivotal changes I've made in my life have happened through small steps, small little things, one at a time. Mm-hmm. You know, my mom and I were just talking about this the other day and how like, when you're making these small steps and you have a misstep, you know, or like for me, this is maybe sounds a little trivial. I'm trying so hard to at 8 p.m. just be done with internet. Done. No more phone, no more computer, nothing. No blue light, like 8 p.m. done. And I know, I hear myself say that. I'm like, really? That's like what you're, but it's true. I'm really trying to. And then like some night, like last night, I stayed up late and I was watching a video on GaiamTV.com and it was like 10 p.m. and I was like, oh my gosh, this blue light is so bad for my eyes. But it's like important to not let those little things like trip you up, you mm-hmm. know, and just throw everything out the window. And for me, like when I can step and look at my diet, for instance. And I'm like, okay, well, these are the things that I'm doing. Like you said, these are the things that I'm doing in my diet that are like nourishing me, that are good. Like, look at me. I have a reusable water bottle and I'm using it all day long. You know, look at me. I'm like, when I go to, you know, lunch during the day with my friends or at work or whatever, like I usually choose something that's going to nourish me. So it's like looking at those habits that you already have that are beneficial and skillful, and then yeah, adding more energy to them.
I'm not going to call you out, but I'm going to use you as an example. Please. Something that you just said. Because, you know, as we're getting ready, you know, we're stepping into a time of creating conscious awareness and intentions, like moving into a detox. So you're basically, you're sharing a lot of, you're kind of giving an overview, like, these are the things that nourish me. This is where I'd like to make some changes. But I love that you shared all that with, like, you know, it's not about beating yourself up. It's about noticing. It's about noticing where you want to make the changes, noticing that these are the places that sometimes do trip you up, and that's okay. Yes. Like, that's normal. That's another place for all of us to be connected. Like, everybody who's listening to this, like, you know, I was up till 1 a.m. last night watching House of Cards, you know, woke up this morning, like, sore throat. I'm like, oh, you know, like, not enough sleep. So, by taking the time to step into a structured environment and a supportive environment like a detox, that's when you can take those things and maybe make a deeper commitment, make a shift. Like, I'm going to say, like, Mary, like, you know, during the detox, are you going to think about how you can bring more attention to the 8 p.m. rule for yourself, you know, for just those 30 days and see how it affects you?
Right. Exactly. I mean, totally. That is exactly what I want to do. And I also think, like, being able to talk to you about it, to, like, be able to either text you or just, like, you know, shout out through our Facebook and say, like, I totally, you know, messed up, or this happened, or I slipped up on this. It's like, you know, first of all, you being able to just remind me and say, like, what you did, like, okay, yep, so that happened. Let's just leave it in the past and keep going. You don't have to throw the whole towel in. Like, let's just keep stepping forward. And that community and this connection is, like, invaluable in that process.
Absolutely. Right on, sister.
Right on, sister.
I'm going to be talking to you in the Facebook group, be like, how's your, at 801, like, Mary, turn the blue light off. Blue light needs to go off.
Good. And if I will not respond to you if I'm really following my commitment.
So you talked about some of the things that you do to nourish yourself, like using your reusable water bottle. What up? Woo! And making healthy choices when you're out to eat. Is there anything else that you do, like, you know, tips and tricks that you share with your students, like things that can make a shift for you in 5 minutes, these, like, little 1% steps, these little changes?
Totally. I mean, some of it is really simple. So, like, for me, I love sort of, like, ritual. So in the morning, I have, like, lemon juice and warm water, and then I have my coffee, and then I have a whole water. And, like, those three steps, first of all, connect me right into the water element. I mean, for real, like, when you're putting that nourishment into your body, your cells are all, like, drinking up all that stuff, you're activated, you know? And then I think all systems from your physical body, the mind, and your energetic body are really connected to the flow of life and the flow of the universe. So I love to have a few things that are, like, little rituals for me. And that helps keep me more on track, I think, than anything else. And not, you know, that I'm, like, married to them, but practicing that habit, I think that comes from, like, practicing Ashtanga yoga for so long. Mm-hmm. Just, like, having these some certain things that when my intention is to cleanse or to, you know, live at my optimal potential through the day, I'm connected to these rituals. Another thing, and that we just really don't, I don't think, even maximize enough, is our breath. Like, a lot of times, just taking 3 deep breaths, it's so hard. Even when I'm driving and I'm like, just breathe and you'll calm down a little bit, I'm like, there's still something inside of me that doesn't want to do it, because I'm so afraid for my ego to let go of control for judgment of that situation. So for me in food, it's like, if I go into the kitchen, I'm either bored or I, like, want to taste something, you know? Like, that's what kind of feel. If I'm busy and I'm, like, moving around, I've got a full day, like, I'm never standing around in my kitchen, you know? Mm-hmm. So when I take 3 deep breaths, it can really allow me to evaluate, like, what is my intention for standing in here? Do I really need to have another little snack right now? And that, I mean, that's a big challenge for me, Jess. Like, it mm-hmm. is not, I'm not just like, you know, never challenged by that. When I eat a meal, I want to eat like a huge meal and get totally full. And I'm a vegan. So that means like a lot of vegetables at one time, you know? And then I'm like, well, I better have like a handful of cashews just to make sure I've like, you know, real. And it's like, you know what? Actually, you're fine. You are totally nourished. You know, you're totally full. And in the past, like maybe month or so, I've really just come back to that intention of like looking at my food and going like, what exciting thing is this radish going to do for me? How am I going to get nourished by all of these bananas that I'm going to eat for breakfast? You know, and it's like silly, but that's who, you know, that's me. That's who I am. I like to like make excitement out of the small things. So it really is like following that pattern of awareness and then like, how is this going to skillfully benefit my life? Mm. So having some rituals is one thing. Tuning into my breath 100% is the other. And even at night, like when I'm putting my phone down, I take 3 deep breaths. It kind of reminds me of how tired I am. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, actually, this is a time to now just shut your eyes and go to sleep for the day. Mm-hmm. So the breath is huge for me. And then also like maintaining my yoga practice, my asana practice. I practice an hour a day pretty consistently. But what I do during that hour is much more cyclical and inconsistent. So sometimes it's like pigeon's pose 20 minutes one leg, pigeon's pose 20 minutes the other leg, shavasana, you know? And sometimes I'm like doing the whole Ashtanga series. So I think bringing my intention into my asana practice is like, I always tell my students, it's like you're writing on the cellular walls of your body. Like with your yoga practice, what you're experiencing during that time, you're writing like graffiti on the cells of your body, and that is going to stay with you for the rest of the day. So whatever nourishment or detox or change you're looking for is only going to be supported by your asana practice.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, you are giving such great nuggets of wisdom, like the things that you're saying. And I'm, my intention here is to tune in and just listen and hear it all, but also I'm like, oh, that was so good. I want to reflect on that. That was so good. But the only thing I could hold on to was the last thing that you said about the cells of your body. And what came up for me writing on the cells of your body that when you said that is that really, and then the cells of our body, they're like dying every single day and being reborn. So we need to come back the next day and be just as damn excited to write on the cells of our body again. Like that's the secret. Like that's what they don't tell you. It's like, come back and do it again and come back and do it again. It doesn't stop.
That was a game changer for me. What you just said.
Absolutely. Amen.
Oh my gosh. Preach. I love that. Preach. Truth.
Oh, you know, you are a business owner. You have 2 yoga studios, right? You're running 2 yoga studios. Five yoga studios. Dang, girl. 5 yoga studios. You're a mom. You're traveling around. You're teaching yoga. You have a full and vibrant life. And, you know, for the most part, like what I love about the life that I've created as well is it's based on health and wellness and nourishment, you know, so that's part of my job. It's part of your job is to be healthy, you know.
Exactly.
But you're busy.
Yep.
That's not my favorite word in the world to use. I don't really like using that word, but you're, same. But when people come to you and say, you know, I really would like to do this detox, but I'm busy. Like I don't have time for it. I don't have time to make time for myself. What is your response? What do you say?
Totally. Okay. So a few things. First of all, I have had the pleasure of teaching thousands of people, and at my home studios here in Nebraska, I get to know them on a very intimate level, you know, and I just don't have time for excuses anymore. I mean, one of my students, her name was Shirley Kate, and she just, when she walked in, and Shirley, if you're watching, hey girl, but when she walked in, and she will be, she's so dedicated, it was just like gray, you know, and just down. And she was kind of like, you know, I think I want to try a power yoga class. And I, like, my first instinct, I kid you not, was kind of go like, what do we think about basic maybe or flow, you know? And, but I was like, something in me was like, sure, there's one that starts in 5 minutes. So take your coat off. Here we go. And something in her said yes, you know? And that led to such an incredible place. Now she lives in Arizona. She has her own yoga studio. She's 65 years old, you know? So her excuses were, you know, she was a widow for 20 years and raised her kids as a single mom. She was, you know, a school teacher and worked on the weekends. She had shoulder surgery. She had low back pain. I mean, the list went on and on and on and on. She wasn't in great shape when she came to me. And it's like, because she said yes one time and continued to show up for herself, she created. I mean, I look at her, I was holding space, but it was all her. I mean, she made that transformation, you know, to like a man who what came to me as a war veteran. He was on 17 different medications. And within 3 months, he had lost like 12 pounds, was off half his medications, and just so much happier in general. So it's like when people come to me with excuses anymore, I'm just kind of like, yeah, you know what? Like, I don't take excuses. I only think of the words of the woman who swam from Florida to Cuba or Cuba to Florida. I can't remember. When her mantra was find a way, find a way, find a way with every breath. And I'm like, if sister can swim that far as a 60-year-old and find a way every time, I'm just like, I don't have time for people with excuses, you know? Mm. So that being said, yeah, dude, my schedule is full. And I just, I have moments when I feel overwhelmed. But I heard one time, you know, the feeling of being overwhelmed is everything you asking for that you're asking for has come in at once. Everything I've asked for has come in at once. And I really believe that because I'm like, when I look at the things I'm overwhelmed with, I'm like, yeah, I wanted that. Definitely wanted that because it supports this thing, you know? And so I try to stay really focused on the fact that I am for sure leading the life that I want to live. Now, the third thing I wanted to talk about was as a mom. Hey, mom guilt. Ever heard of it? Yeah, it's fun. Not. Seriously. Like, but I have a student who is a family, child and family attorney representing kids down at the courthouse. And she said to me one time, like, MC, if you put a roof over your child's head and you put food in front of their mouth, that child has won the lottery. They have won the universal lottery to have a parent that loves and cares for them that puts a food and shelter, you know? And so it's like, I think sometimes this practice of awareness makes us so aware that it's like, but if I don't give Tallulah this, you know, extra 5 minutes today, that's my daughter's name, Tallulah, it's like, what's going to happen? You know, I really wasn't showing. And it's like, okay, I think we just need to be a little easier on ourselves and know that by svadhyaya, self-study, by nourishing ourselves and participating in community groups like this with other women, we are giving our children the biggest gift they could ever ask for. Which is watching their number one human in the world, their mama, become a more authentic, beautiful version of themselves, connecting to the truth more and letting go of those old cells that we don't need anymore, letting those old cells go. So when our children see us doing this, it's like the greatest gift we could ever give them. And to really let that support you in your journey as a mom and as a woman.
Mm. Love it. I was just thinking about how nourished I feel right now. It's like I'm just like eating like a big bowl of MC Sweet. I'm like, yummy! So good!
I'm sending it to you. Sending it.
I have one more question for you, and then I'm going to do a little what my partner in crime, Tanya Lee Markle, has created. It's called the 30-Second Slam, so we're going to do that at the end.
Okay.
Yep. But I have one more question, and it is, I would love for you to create an intention or a wish for everybody that's getting ready to embark on this journey.
Okay. So first, I'm going to take a deep breath in and then let it go out of my mouth. Okay. So my intention and wish for you is that you learn to believe that any voice and any words that don't make you feel good, that are inside of your own head, are not your own. They are something that you picked up along the way in the last 10, 15, 20, 30 years of your life, 40 years of your life. Anything that doesn't feel like light and sunshine and getting you towards where you want to be is just simply not useful for you right now. So when we're walking through this detox together, don't spend time investing in those small voices. They are not yours. Let them go. This will connect you even closer to the part of you that makes you you, the shadow and the light, your whole entire being. And with that, namaste.
Oh, so sweet.
That's my intention.
You're so cute and sweet and wise and amazing and just like all wrapped up into the most beautiful, beautiful package. I love it. Okay, so 30-second slam. Okay, so it's this is like either or. So I'm going to give you some options, and you just pick one. 30-second slam. Here we go. All right, are you ready?
I mean, I think so.
Okay. I should put some like cool like music over this part. I'm going to.
Okay, cool. There it is.
Whoa! All right, ready?
Okay.
Sun salutations or Shavasana?
Ooh, sun salutations.
Salsa or swing?
Salsa.
Ooh, East Coast or West Coast?
No coast, Nebraska.
I knew you were going to say that. Mountains or beach?
Ooh, beach.
Beach. Juice or smoothie?
Juice.
Heels or flats?
Heels.
I was curious about that one. Print or solid yoga pants?
Solid.
Right on.
Yeah.
New moon or full moon?
Full.
And last one, mindful business course with your most with the most amazing teacher, or a yoga class with the most amazing teacher?
Yoga class.
Yoga class.
Yoga class for sure.
Right.
100%.
So
with you,
your class.
Well, that's what I want to take.
Well, I am teaching 3 classes during this detox. So you will get 3 videos. Yes. The first one is detox, a conscious awareness detox flow. So talking about so many of the things already that you just, you know, that you were transmitting during this interview. So awesome. I just want to give a shout out to you because you're all over the country. People can find you. You're teaching at Hanuman Festival. Mm-hmm. You've got a couple other things on your schedule. Yep. Can you share where you're going to be?
Mm-hmm. Steamboat Movement Festival. It's a really cool new festival also in Steamboat, Colorado. I'm on My Yoga Online, Gaiam TV. That's a really good place to connect to. But love connecting, you know, on Facebook and Instagram as well. And we're putting our Lotus House of Yoga teacher training in like 5 new studios right now. So I'm going to be traveling all over to teach teacher training at these studios. And that'll all be on my website. So if you live in that area, let's hook up and rock out and have fun.
Cool. And your website is?
MaryClaireSweet.com.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thank you so much for making some time to connect today. We haven't skipped a beat, girl. Mm-hmm. We haven't skipped a beat. And I'm just so, so grateful for you. Thank you.
Thank you. I love you so much.
I love you too.
Thank you. Yay. Go Rebel Wellness.
Awesome. That was so fun.
Yay.
Yay.
Good. It was so good to connect with you. We need to do this more often.
Yeah. I'm hoping to do some more stuff soon.
Good.
It's so amazing to be doing something like this. And like, I still get the same feelings that I did with Where's My Guru. Like, I'm like, I'm so grateful I get to spend one-on-one time with these amazing people, but I'm going to get a paycheck at the end of April for the work with the detox. And that is, it's just so wild. Like, because for years I just was doing it and I would still be like, it's so great. And Carl would be like, you need a paycheck. And I'd be like, why? It's so fun.
I know. It's a new paradigm. You've shifted into a new cycle.
Yeah. Cool.
I love it. I'm so glad.
Awesome.
Yay. Okay. Well, let me know what else I can do. And
I'll send you next week. You'll get all the stuff so you can get on the detox. Like, so you'll be receiving everything.
Can't wait, dude. I'm stoked.
Yeah. All the material's so beautiful. And Tanya does all the design. She's just great. So.
Yay.
Awesome. Cool. Have a wonderful day.
I love you. Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye.